Thank you, Jesus, for those amazing words. Such beautiful tunes that we can sing our praises to you. Thank you for those words and for opening up the scriptures to us in this way. Yeah, we just thank you now. Amen. If you'd like to take a seat. My mum tells me that you should never ask someone to do something that you are not willing to do yourself. So because I asked Claire, I stand in front of you with some green bits of paper. I've always found singing praises to God my preferred way to pray. Sing with me, to me, represents my desperate desire that those that love me most, that I love most, will come to be in relationship with Jesus. When I pray to God, it often turns into a shopping list of requests, then demands, and finally moans about how unfair everything is. In contrast, when I sing, I feel inspired by God's unconditional love for me and the incredible sacrifice he made sending Jesus to die. How great is our God? I literally can't tell you. His awesomeness is above my comprehension. So I should tell you instead the difference the resurrection and the assurance of salvation has made in my life. I was baptized on Easter Sunday, which is one of the reasons it's my favourite day. And it's 23 years ago. So for the people that are a bit mathematically slower like myself, I was 12. And it was quite a controversial decision for my minister to take at the time. We were a fairly conservative, strict Baptist church, it's fair to say. Me and my sister turned up with some penny sweets once. And you know, you get the cola bottles. We had like beer bottle sweets that cost 5p. And some of the people that were with us that day thought that was quite inappropriate. So we were quite a strict church. So there were a few concerns about whether I was old enough for believer's baptism. But I was as convicted of my faith then as I am today. My sister's godmother, because we'd come from an Anglican church very originally, they didn't have much children provision, so we'd moved to a Baptist church. So we had godparents. Said that my baptismal day was more significant than any wedding day, as I had now publicly committed my faith and life with Jesus. And nothing could change that, something I've held on to, particularly in difficult times, ever since. Romans 8, verses 38 to 39 says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Paul Rockley spoke on this passage a month or so ago in the morning, heading me. And the passage had a great effect on me and brought me to tears. And although I can be emotional, don't generally cry in church. But I hadn't joined up all of our Lord's amazing dots at the time. We're going to sing In Christ Alone in a moment. And it's the words of this song which reconvicted me of how, even though I will never be good enough for this incredible gift of Jesus' resurrection, through grace I am saved. I believe that God used this song to bring me back into a relationship with him at a time when I was really floundering. I've never really been out of faith since I was 12, but I've had times when I found it really difficult. And I've been listening to this song a lot as I was planning my wedding to Terry, and it was my choice for a recessional song for the service. That's slightly misleading. All the songs were my choice, but but it was my particular choice for us to leave the church to. And in my pride, I thought that this was for Terry's benefit to hear, rather than God would use this song to work in my own sinful, mixed-up life again and again. My least favourite passage in the Bible, which some of you will know from the Mark drama, is Mark 10, verse 10. And it says, "Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery." When I got married the first time, I did it in the belief that this would be a marriage that would last forever. However, after he suffered a period of poor mental health and He was subsequently quite abusive and not very nice towards me. It was an expression of his frustration at his own health, and I understand that now. He left me for someone else. And in the end, it was my decision to divorce him. So therefore, Mark was difficult. 10 years later, I got married for the second time. That's to Terry. Don't worry, I'm not Elizabeth Taylor or anything. She'll bring out 8 different husbands or something. But this passage and a similar one in Matthew troubled me greatly. And when we had multiple miscarriages, despite my deep-rooted belief that I was going to be a mother to a large family, I began and then became convinced that I was no longer worthy of God's love. Actually, I was never worthy, of course, and will never be. The whole of In Christ Alone has very powerful lyrics, and I've continued to listen to it a great deal since my wedding. But these words in particular changed everything for me. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand. When I was thinking about this service, I looked up the biblical inspiration behind these lyrics, and I found myself back at Romans 8, verse 38 to 39. God has decided that nothing can separate us or remove him from his hand if we have faith in Jesus' death and resurrection. It is truly something to be praised. It is also the idea that my whole life belongs to him. And so I'm trying to ask less about what the plan is and when what I want to happen will occur. I'm trying to trust God more and live each day for him. That could be seen in many ways as very easy for me now, because little Lucy is here. But Alex moved in first, and then Lucy was quickly arrived after, and then Kelly arrived, and my large family arrived. But to those who know us well will attest that this has not been straightforward, and God clearly has work for me to do with them. It is also interesting how God appears to use Terry. It was his business that brought us to Leeds, and it is with his and a few other key people's encouragement that I'm able to stand here and lead services. Since starting my course with Leeds School of Theology, I have realised that context in biblical texts is highly significant. And I am determined to no longer be fearful of particular passages in the Bible. After all, I can hardly claim to have always kept the laws outlined in the Old Testament, and at times I've even struggled with Jesus' simple love your neighbour as yourself stuff. Not the finished product, but I'm standing in the power of Christ and attempting to daily make him the reason that I live. We're going to sing In Christ Alone, and as we do, just remember that it is our sins which kept him there, and through that we are free to eternal life with the Father. I should pray first. Thank you, Lord, that you love us and accept us. In you we are new creations. Help us to work towards being more like our Saviour, and keep remembering to praise as well as petition you with our needs, hopes, and desires. Amen.